You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Hello, AppleViz. My name is Jonathan Simeone. This is my second AppleViz podcast. Today I'm going to be creating a flexible and safe storage area for my most important and sensitive documents. The date is September 19th, 2015. I'm running OS X version 10.10.5, which is the latest version of the Mac's operating system. I'm using a late 2011 MacBook Pro. To get started, I'm going to hit Command-Tab to go to my desktop.
Finder, desktop, Macintosh HD.
Now I have to get to the Disk Utility application, which is in the Utilities subfolder of the Applications folder. I can get to the Utilities folder with the Command-Shift-U keystroke. So I'm going to hit that now.
Utilities, browser, one item selected. Utilities.
I'm going to expand the Utilities folder with the right arrow.
List one item selected. Activity monitor.app.
I'm going to hit the letter D.
Digital color meter.app.
Down arrow once to Disk Utility.
Disk Utility.app.
Command-O to open Disk Utility.
Open. Disk Utility. Selected disks as keyboard focus.
And I need to get to the file menu, so I'm going to hit VOM to get to the menu bar.
Menu bar, Apple.
VO right arrow twice to the file menu.
Disk, file.
Down arrow to open the file menu.
File.
Down arrow twice to the new submenu.
New.
Right arrow to expand the new submenu.
New, blank disk image, ellipsis, command option N.
Blank disk image is what I want, so VO space.
Blank disk image, new blank image, save as, tags, where?
Hit control to shut it up. Now VO function left arrow to get to the top of the window so I know where I am.
New blank image.
VO right arrow twice so I can get to the field where I'll name my disk image.
Save untitled.dmg, untitled, is selected, save as.
I'm just going to call it things, so I'll type that in.
Select A-I-G-S, things.
Now I'm going to move through the dialog with VO right arrow.
Disclosure, unchecked. Tags, tag editor.
I don't want to put any tags on this, so I'm going to keep going with VO right arrow.
Where? Jonathan Simeone, where?
So it's going to save my things disk image in my home folder, which is what I want, so I'm going to keep going with VO right arrow.
Name, disk image, content selected, name.
Here's where I can name the volume inside my disk image. For consistency's sake, I'm going to name the volume things as well, so I'm going to type that in.
Select A-I-F-G-S, things.
And I'm going to keep going through the dialog with VO right arrow.
Size, 100 MB, size.
When I'm done, this disk image will be able to grow up to 100 megabytes, and that's going to be more than enough for what I'm putting in it, so I'm going to keep going.
Format, macOS extended, journal, format.
And that's exactly what we want, so I'm going to keep going.
Encryption. None. Encryption.
Now I'm going to put my bank statements, tax documents, and the like in here, so I want the strongest level of encryption, so I'm going to hit VO space to open the encryption pop-up menu.
Menu checkmark. None.
I'm going to hit VO down arrow to go through the encryption pop-up menu.
128-bit AES encryption. Recommended. 256-bit AES encryption. More secure, but slower.
And again, I want the highest level of encryption, so I'm going to hit VO space to select this.
Divider, 256-bit AES encryption, more secure, but slower, encryption.
Now I'm going to hit VO right arrow to keep going through the dialog.
Partitions, single partition, GUID partition map, partitions.
One partition is more than fine, so I'm going to keep going.
Image format, red write disk image format.
And I'm going to change the image format, so I need to open the pop-up menu with VO space.
Menu checkmark, red write disk image.
And I'm going to VO up arrow twice to get to the choice that I want.
Sparse bundle disk image.
Sparse bundle disk image, that's what I'm going to take, so I'll select it with VO space.
Divider, sparse bundle disk image format.
Now I chose the sparse bundle disk image for two reasons. The sparse part of it means that my disk image will grow according to the size of the contents of it, which means that if I have 2 megabytes worth of documents in there, my disk image will be about 2 megabytes in size. I chose the sparse bundle disk image over the traditional sparse disk image because Time Machine will back up only what changes in the sparse bundle disk image. Had I chosen the traditional sparse disk image, Time Machine would have backed up the entire contents of the disk image every time I ran a backup. Now I'm going to keep going through the dialogue with VO right arrow.
Cancel. Create.
And hit VO space on the create button.
Press create application window password secure edit text as keyboard focus.
And because I am encrypting this, it's going to ask for a password so that I can use the password to decrypt it when I want to use my disk image. So I'm going to type in my password here. And I'm going to continue through the dialog with VO right arrow.
Button.
If I hit this button, it would give me suggestions for passwords, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to keep going.
Verify. Verify. Secure edit text.
And I have to re-enter the password, so I'm going to do that now. And keep going with VO right arrow.
Password. Good.
And it says my password strength is only good, but that's good enough for me for now. So I'm going to keep going with VO right arrow.
Remember password in my keychain. Checked.
And I don't want the password remembered, because if the password was remembered in my keychain, if anyone came across my computer while it was unlocked, they could easily access my documents. So I'm going to uncheck this with VO space.
Uncheck. Remember password in my keychain. Checkbox.
And I'm going to keep going.
Help. Cancel. OK.
And there's the OK button, so we'll hit VO space on that.
Disk utility. Disk utility progress. Scroll. Disk utility. Selected disks.
OK, now it's created my Things sparse bundle disk image, and it has mounted it on the desktop. So I'm going to close this disk utility window with Command W.
Finder. Utilities. Disk utility.app.
And I'm going to close the Finder window with Command W.
Close window, desktop, Macintosh HD.
And I'm going to use VO right arrow.
Oops. Macintosh HD.
Okay, VO left arrow.
Things.
There's my Things disk image. Now, I have to get the documents to put in it. So I'm going to hit Command Shift O to open my Documents folder.
Documents, Documents, Browser.
And I'm going to hit the right arrow.
Accounts.
And I'm going to hit the right arrow to expand the Accounts folder.
List one item selected.
So I'm going to hit Command A to select everything in the folder.
Select all, 25 items selected.
And I'm going to hit Command C to copy all of the items to the clipboard.
Copy to 5 items.
I'm going to hit Command W to close the Documents window.
Close window, desktop, Things.
And I'm back on Things. I'm going to hit Command O to open it.
Open, Things, Image Browser.
And I'm going to interact with this image browser with VO shift down arrow.
Interact with image browser. Content is empty.
And I'm going to move all of those things from the accounts subfolder of my documents folder into my Things sparse bundle disk image with Command Option V.
Move to 5 items here. 2014 taxinfo.org.
And they're there. One final caveat. Sparse disk images, like USB drives and thumb drives that you physically connect to your computer, must be ejected. To eject disks, as you probably know, you select them and use either the Command E keystroke or the Eject key if your keyboard has one. Thank you for listening. Again, my name is Jonathan Simeone. You can follow me on Twitter at Jonathan_Writer, WRITER, or you can send me an email at jonathanasdf@icloud.com. That's JONathanAthAnNancy, ASAnApple, SAsDog, FAsFrank@icloud.com. Thank you very much, and I'll be back soon with another Apple Viz podcast.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.